Do you like the wine?
I do like the wine. I think it's classic Carolina Sauv Blanc.
I think I could have chosen a better wine. I actually think really? I usually choose better. Oh, I kind it's, of.
It tastes like a New Zealand-y.
It is a New Zealand-y. Yeah. Okay, well, okay, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you something really funny?
Please, yes.
Or at least I thought it was funny, and maybe this is just evil of me. So I go into the liquor store around here.
Yeah.
I've been to this liquor store before. And so I know that they keep one of the white wines in the fridge at all times. Yeah. I know this because they've told me this. They also have a big ass sign that says it. So it's the man in the liquor store, his worker, and the guy. There's a guy in there like showing them wines. They're doing like a wine tasting.
Yeah.
And they are, I would say, 2 out of 3 white gays, right? Mm-hmm. So the other one might not have been gay. And so I go over and I'm just looking. Mind you, there's a big ass sign that says, don't go in here, ask for help.
Oh, I know which one you're at. Yeah, it's like, ask us if you want.
And I don't go to touch it at all. I'm just looking and I'm looking. And then the man's like, oh, just so you know, like we have, you know, we'll help you with that. I said,
yeah.
And he's like reminding me of it. And I just turned to him and I go, I know, wearing my big puffy fur coat. And he goes, and I'm like, I know. I'm like, last time I was here, you told me that. And it wasn't in the fridge.
And there's also a sign.
Yeah, well, it wasn't in the fridge. Okay. And I was like, also, I can see the big sign. Mm-hmm. And he was so embarrassed. Because at that point, it felt like racial tension. For him, not for me.
In Bushwick. So it's already high.
You know what I mean? It's already high with the gentrification. So he just... He's like, oh, well, huh, so sorry. Like,
I know who you're talking about. He's like kind of an old gay.
Yeah. He just was, you could tell it really threw him
off. Him.
His worker man was thrown off. The guy getting the wine was, everybody was uncomfortable except for me.
I loved it.
And I said, you know, that is one of the small little like wins as a black person when you're like, I'm just here. I'm just
what
existing.
What are you talking about? Oh, you're scared?
Oh, you feel weird? Oh, you feel weird about your energy? Oh, okay. Well, then sit in it.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, it kind of it perked up my day.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Wow, I love the two person up.
Mm.
It feels nice. It feels vintage for us.
I know. I miss this.
Okay, well, tell me about Valentine's Day.
Oh,
even though I talked to you a little bit in the car on the way home.
Yes. So Valentine's Day.
Here's the thing. I've accidentally outed you now with an Instagram situation because I always forget that Ham.
Everyone
is on the phone and speaker
to me.
Because it's like we really talk like it's just us two, and
course,
it really doesn't
but it
feel
is like us two. You know,
it is, but it is full speakerphone. Ham is driving,
and then you outed me at the show for flirting,
and then now about putting his feet on Instagram, which was a crazy video with your tool.
Well, I was just showing off my drill. I was really excited about
right.
it. I got a nail drill. I'm a nail tech now.
She's a nail tech. Okay, so. You went to sushi.
Yeah, we went to, so here's the thing. It's going to make me sound a little bad. Mm. So we're going there. We're kind of arguing because I'm looking up the tickets to go to Burkina Faso. And I'm sorry, but I am good at getting tickets. And I'm good at finding the deals. That's just where our relationship is. Like, that's my role.
Yeah.
And I'm doing my stuff and I'm trying to, and he's like, kind of like, what did you do? It just annoyed me because I was like, all day, this is supposed to be Valentine's Day. I haven't felt any romantic energy from you. But now all of a sudden we're in the car. I'm supposed to be going to do my comedy. And I'm over here looking up your stuff and you're not even being sweet to me.
Right.
It gave me an attitude. So then I had an attitude in the car. We were like kind of fighting. And then we go to the show and I do the show. He told me he wasn't going to come inside and watch my
side.
Oh, I slammed the door. He goes, no, I'm not coming inside. I'm going to stay in and look for the tickets.
Ooh.
I
slammed my God.
The
oh
door.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's something I would do though. I can't imagine dating a Virgo. I can't imagine.
He came inside though.
Of course.
He came inside. He saw my set. But me, the first thing I say when I get on stage, I say, I can't stay too long. I've got to go back to the car and keep fighting with my husband. And then I start being like, I'm going to fight him. And then I was just talking about, because the thing is that he told me that he made a reservation for Korean barbecue, which is right. very sweet. And he took the initiative and he did it. My thing is, it's like, well, why did you choose this Korean barbecue place? He chose this place, like random place in Midtown. He's like, well, it seems like they have good reviews. The thing about Hominy is like, and while I love that and I appreciate that, I just would like a romantic aesthetic and vibe.
I was just going to say
and
that
I don't
Korean
know
barbecue.
What
the, least horny thing.
I wouldn't have minded to go to Korean barbecue. I just know that I probably would have wanted to go somewhere specific. And I just didn't think that that place was going to give me the aesthetic and the vibe of Valentine's Day. So I said,
is it like one of the ones by like the spas?
Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just looked at it online. It's not.
That's fair.
I think Bushiniwa is more calm, yeah, tranquil. I know I'm going to like the food. I did say I wanted Japanese food.
And you got it.
Yeah, but I said I wanted Japanese food and he booked Korean barbecue.
Wow, racist.
I don't even think he was confused about the different kinds of Asian. I think he just saw barbecue and was like, well, we should do that. Knowing him.
Because he wanted barbecue.
He always wants barbecue.
Damn.
When they say you marry someone like your father, they really, really hit you. They cut me deep.
You did.
They cut me deep. But so we did that. Then after I ate, I was in a much better mood. So I do think maybe I was hungry. And then we went back home. We watched a little bit of TV.
Well, let's, for one second, like, I know that it's like, I can't keep using that as an excuse for like everything bad that I do. But I just truly do think that that's like the root of a lot of my issues in life is me forgetting to eat or not eating and, or just having to wait to eat.
It is you. That is your thing. I know that for sure because I've seen you get hangry. And also, you do forget to eat. I never forget to eat. I was going to dinner.
It's ADHD. I'm running around. And like all of a sudden, I left and I'm like, oh my God, I need a sandwich. Luckily, I have in my bag sometimes, but oftentimes I don't. And it's really brutal to be like starving and it affect your brain.
Mood, yeah.
And like it's not groundbreaking by any means.
No, but it's just not. Like, it's like a whole thing. Everyone makes fun of women for like, oh, you have an attitude because you're hungry, you're hangry. It's like, yeah, I fucking do.
I know. It's kind of the new she's on her period. It's like she's hungry.
Yeah. She's hungry or, whatever. You know, dehydrated. Some of the girlies aren't drinking water.
Never had it in my life. Never touched the stuff.
Then we get home. And remember when we went to the bondage thing? Yeah. And we got those goodie bags?
Yes.
There's a CBD sex oil in the goodie bag.
I saw and I was like, is this going to give me a UTI? Did you try it?
I don't have a UTI.
Okay.
And it
was nice?
And nice.
Okay, cool.
It was really nice. We used that and I put on this like, I bought this like Sailor Moon pink like lingerie outfit.
Wow.
I kind of wanted to really feel more in character.
Yeah. Did you?
I did.
Cool.
I did. And that oil, you must use it.
Okay, great. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had like come back together sex.
I hope so.
A little bit.
We'll see.
Okay.
I did. You know what? Every time we have sex, I'm so much nicer to him. I woke up this morning. I made him pancakes. I cut up strawberries and put it on top.
Literally throughout this entire fight, what have I been saying to you? Mm-hmm. Suck his dick. Have sex. You'll feel better.
I didn't suck his dick. Last night was more about me.
Well, no. He booked the Korean barbecue. I don't know if the blowjob was in.
Yeah.
You know.
But also, I feel like last night's sexual, that was more about me, which I loved.
Both, yeah. And well, on a Valentine's Day, no, I'm not sucking dick. We're having regular sex.
Okay.
100%.
And honestly, I'm
holding
the...
Well, that was also because of the hernia. I thought maybe he wasn't going to be able to. Now you can.
We can. He was afraid of doing it, but we just do missionary.
Got it.
And we try not to smush too much. Mm. You know,
a little bit of that,
but we ended up smushing yesterday.
Okay. Good. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I was very motivated. I made pancakes this morning. I put away the laundry. Now we have the laundry in the house. My whole excuse has been like, I don't like laundromats and I don't do laundry in laundromats. I don't go to laundromats. Now we have laundry in the house. I think it's that I just don't like laundry.
Yeah. Well, do wash and fold. When I moved here, that was the number one thing I was excited about.
I used to do wash and fold before I got married. Also, we can't wash and fold. I have a washer
and
a dryer now.
That's why I don't want to get a washer dryer.
I have a washer dryer now.
Because then you feel guilty about it.
I know. I'm not. Besides, how many is not going to let us do fucking wash and fold right now? He's going to be like, are you mad?
I know.
He paid to have that shit installed?
No, you're doing laundry now, babe.
Well, actually, he did all the laundry yesterday. I put it away.
Okay, yeah, divide it up.
But he kind of had an attitude. Because he pulled when you get a job. And I said,
I have a job. It's called my podcast with video.
And
thank you so much. And our show.
And I was
next one on March 8th.
Yeah, next one on March 8th. Come out.
Support the girls.
And I was telling Connor today, I did 3 self-tapes this morning. I woke up this morning, I did made those pancakes, and then I fucking did my hair and makeup, and I banged them out. I banged them out. I was so proud of myself.
Hell yeah.
I banged them out. Different characters, different outfits. I was just like,
that's a job. That's a job.
Throwing on my outfit. Throwing on another outfit. I was going off.
I know. Mm. And I appreciate you not asking me. Wow. I really thought I was going to get a call, and I couldn't. Well, I have my new therapy today.
Well, I will say this before we get into your new therapy. I did 3 out of 4.
Oh, so, okay. So I am going to do one with you tonight. That's why you wanted me to come over so bad. Oh my God, you bitch.
I have Sydney. She did the first 3 with me. I don't need you. You don't have to.
No, of course I'm going to do it for you. I know.
I'm quick. I cheat.
The one that I remember thinking about. What was the one you were like in labor and we were filming it honestly at like 3 a.m. and the screams that you were giving were so beyond labor.
I was trying to make it realistic. Insane.
I know it was really funny, but I was like, someone's going to call the fucking cops.
They're going to call the cops on me.
Who knows? Who knows? It was screams. Like I was like, I would think this was crime.
Yeah,
if I was hearing
them
in the night at 3 a.m.
Every time I screamed, I could see the look on her face.
Oh my God.
It didn't make me want to stop screaming.
Of course. Of course. She loves to torture me. She loves it.
Okay, your new therapy.
My new therapy.
You have to explain this is. Tell them what the therapy is and how it's facilitated.
Well, I'll start with this. I've been thinking about getting back into therapy for a while because it's been a minute. Like, it's got to be not a year, but like coming up on a year because my last therapist, I don't know, we were just getting to a spot where it was like, okay, what are we doing about this? Not, you know, we've been through it all. I think when a therapist gets to know you so well that it's almost time to switch it up and get some new vibe because she, not to her fault by any means, she's known me single. She's known me in the relationship. She knows Leisure Center to
Did
a certain
she stop
extent.
Calling you out about shit?
I think it was more like she had her opinions and her vibes, and it was like she wasn't getting a full,
objective,
unbiased, objective read anymore. And I was kind of like, okay, yes, we know the roots of these issues. What the fuck are we doing about it? You know? And she had like some little things we do, whatever. So somatics have been very big for me, which is one thing I want to talk to you about. Have you seen like somatic yoga? It's like not even yoga, really. You're just, it's like restorative. You're like flopping, whatever. So I was like, kept hearing about it. It was like one of those words that just keeps coming up. I look up yoga in bed because I wanted to not get out of bed and do yoga. And it was all of this somatics. I was like, oh my God, somatics. So I've been doing these exercises and I swear to God, it's nothing. You're like, you're literally like this. And then you go like this and like whatever, like it's nothing.
And you do this in bed.
It changes everything.
Really?
It changes everything. Like I'm literally like I'm making like sex noises, stretching in the morning. I don't know what is up.
You do this on YouTube?
On YouTube.
Okay,
I'll send you.
Do this.
It's this girl. She's Megan. She's like, hi, I'm Megan. This is your bed yoga or whatever. Like she's kind of like mean. Like I'll send it to you. I love her.
It's so easy.
It's so easy. And so I was doing that. And then I had a reading with my Akashic Records lady. The Akashic Records, I don't even know how to explain all of it. It's just kind of like communicating with your guides. It's an energy. It's a very woo-woo thing. And I was kind of like, I don't know that I can go back to traditional talk therapy where there's no element of like a little woo-woo spiritual energy stuff. Like my therapist would like try to read my chart and I'd be like, okay, you're burning like 20 minutes of our session being like, well, my Jupiter is in this or whatever. And I was like, okay, shut the fuck up. So she offered a somatic therapy situation. So I was like, okay, cool. So we get into it and it's essentially you call up the feelings that you're like afraid of or like dealing with, whether it's like anger, whatever, you're in it. She's like there with you. You kind of send yourself to the situations. Your mind kind of leads you to all these things, which is similar to like what my old therapist was doing. If you think about like internal family systems, if you've heard of that, or that sort of thing. So it's a little bit of visualizations. And then you're kind of put your body, I guess this is the somatic part, like in whatever the feeling is. Like if you're scared, it's like maybe crouching or whatever. She was trying to get me to make a noise, which I really was not comfortable with. She's like, it's okay. It's your first session. But you like make a noise to release it. It's like very like physical as well as talking. So it's like definitely out of my comfort zone in a way where I'm like, I feel embarrassed still. Like she's like, you just have to like trust me. And I'm like, it feels weird to make like a guttural noise.
Yeah, you'll have to. Yeah, I don't
you know what I mean. I'm like,
you have to get used to it.
Exactly. But I am excited about it. And it was 90 minutes. Like, it flew by.
I've been in like meditation and like yoga, like restorative yoga classes where everyone is like, oh, like breathing classes where
and
everyone's like,
cry. Yeah.
And people cry and they're like, ah, and they're like, scream. Sorry. No, I don't want to trigger you.
Oh, no, it's fine. That one was fine. I truly, it is humiliating, but what other space? I know. And now I'm like, okay, I think that actually is
it. So are you feeling good after that today?
I am feeling good.
You feeling grounded?
I'm feeling grounded. Well, another thing that she did at the beginning of our session was you like kind of call your energy back from all of these places. Like you're like, I spent a lot of energy at work yesterday. Okay, call your energy back from work, which I thought was really cool. Like from your partner, from wherever, from like I ran out to the bodega and something happens. Like you bring
love
all of your energy
that
back. I know. I thought that was really cool.
The thing about the woo-woo stuff is the spiritual stuff is that it's so effective. But we grew up in this world where a lot of it just feels so foreign and it's just so un-American.
Yeah.
To kind of like trust in energy, trust in spirits, well, trust in all that stuff.
Totally.
To me, I feel like it is, but I feel like I do, like I told you, I went and I got sound healing.
Yes.
And I was shook how I could feel the energy surround
yes.
me all over my body, my ears, she put it on my stomach. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Crazy. And then Reiki. We also mm-hmm. got Reiki done. I went to this women's brunch, this cannabis wellness brunch this past Saturday,
because we were out Friday. You went in quite a state, too.
Honestly, it was fine because I had so many CBD and THC yes. drinks and food. And
oh my, that's a perfect thing to do.
It was the perfect thing
after
to do.
Fucking rave.
Yeah, I went to a rave with Melissa
healing.
On Friday night. And I don't know, something was just in the air for me.
You were a perfect, like, tag along.
I just
was
down.
Yes, you were down. Because a lot of times people always say, I want to have a fun night out with you. I want to go out with you. Okay, sure.
Well,
but
I know
just
what
so
it
you
entails.
Know, it's not going to happen if you're complaining, whining. We're going to reach some dead ends. We're going
to,
you know,
you
whatever.
To persevere.
You got to be, exactly. And you and our friend Zach Teague were absolutely down. It was so fun.
Yeah, you just, and that's the thing. It's like, I have to
be. It pays off.
It 100% paid off. I haven't been to a rave in so long. I had the most fun. I was wearing my little babushka, like red handkerchief thing around my head. And I just felt
so funny.
Sexy. I was with all the boys, all the girls. Mm-hmm. And we just had such a good time. And I was doing bad things with my friend, Melissa.
Allegedly. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Anyway, you're high at the sound bath. Here's the thing, and I think what you are saying is exactly right. It's not in our culture. It's very kind of un-American. But what is accepted in our culture is actually somewhat cringe sometimes.
Like what?
The new agey community. I don't know. Maybe I'm just triggered by it.
I don't think that's accepted in our community. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're accepted in the culture. Mm. I'm saying it's kind of a fringe, cringy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Are you saying, though, specifically?
Okay, I was, you know, a bit of a cult in Pennsylvania for a little bit. When I lived in Pittsburgh, I was doing Kundalini yoga, and I truly feel I was a bit in a cult. And it was like, you know, very... it's not even self-help books necessarily, but like old Eastern whatever. And these people were just like kind of, not all of them, some of them super lovely, but a lot of them absolute freaks. And I do see that as well, you know, around the community. I will say though, my friend David was in town staying with me, took me to a Kundalini yoga, which I had not done in 10 years because of the cult. And I loved it. And that was a breathing meditation where I moved something mm-hmm. and cried. It was like a specific, like in the nose, out the nose, in the mouth, out the mouth, whatever.
Yep. It'll do it. That'll do it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It was wild. But again, felt amazing after. But I was like, am I like the energy was wild. I felt like I could literally catch on fire. And then I cried.
That's great.
You know,
you're having breakthroughs.
I think I'm having breakthroughs.
You're having real breakthroughs. And you obviously need it. Like, I feel
know.
Like you need it. I, this weekend, when I got this ear bead on my ear,
What?
That like, yeah. Is it this ear area? Bead? Ear bead.
What's that?
I'll show it to you. But I don't know. It's supposed to balance me. It's supposed to like balance me physically. Cause like your balance comes from your ears. I don't know.
Interesting. What made you feel like you needed that?
It was just, they were doing it at the
brunch. Thing. Yeah. I was like, is this a Temu purchase?
No, it's not a Temu purchase. They were doing it at the brunch. And the other thing about that brunch, which was also so healing for me, and I feel like I forget how much I actually love to just be with only women.
Yeah.
Or female identifying or femme. Yeah. And that's what that brunch was. There were no men. No gay guys?
Mm.
No. It was just like female identifying or femme or women or whatever you want to call it. But there were no like men there.
Yeah.
And it was that also, cool. I think, was a big part of the healing. And I was like, I love being around women.
I know.
I love being around other women. And you could feel, we all felt so free. We're all like, hi.
Totally.
We're getting all these wellness treatments. We're just like being girls around the girls. Wow. What a good time.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go to that. That's amazing. I feel like those kinds of treatments.
If they do it again, I'll tell you.
100%. I feel like those treatments, like I would spend, like I used to go to this kooky ass chiropractor who did like Reiki and stuff. And I was like, if I could do this every day and start my day like this, I would be a million times.
I want the sound healing. I regret that I didn't take down her information, but I'm going to contact the lady that
maybe we should do an event.
The event. Oh, I would love to do like a sound healing.
We're
going to
start with the happy
event.
Hours.
We'll start with our happy hour first. Yeah, we have a lot of plans.
We
have a lot of plans. We want to do a happy hour where we just invite everyone to come hang out with us at a bar and we get like happy hour specials or something.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll do it at the Arlo. We'll have to talk to them about that. So no promises.
Don't
read into that.
But we are trying to launch the Patreon.
We are also trying to launch the Patreon. So if there's something you want, let us know. We've got ideas. We have the meetup, the happy hour. We're thinking about doing just like Patreon episodes that are more focused on like pop culture.
Yeah.
We have other stuff too.
Right. Yeah, I feel like we both are in a healing place. I don't know. I feel like I'm healing and I'm also like going through it. Like I'm definitely, the anger is coming out. I got very mad at Leisure Center. I've kind of been low key mad at him for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But then we got in a very big fight about fashion.
Yeah.
We got in a fight about fashion. And it makes me feel like a huge brat to talk about it. I'm not going to give all the details, but it was essentially one thing that I wanted from the shop that he kind of knew that I was being polite about because it was expensive. And I kind of got to the bottom of it and I was kind of like, okay, that it felt like abandonment, unsupported, betrayal, like all of these like major, major things. But it's kind of like, we obviously have to solve it on that level.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have to be like, okay, this situation, this is what my therapist said today. This situation is probably a 3 or 4 out of 10. Why does it feel like an 11 to me? Because it's happened a million times where I haven't like processed what's happened before.
When you like wanted something and you like you felt.
I think it's more betrayal for me.
It's always betrayal. So do you mean like other times that you felt betrayed and you never said anything and then this
or
time you
like
felt
that I've even said something, whatever, but it hasn't like fully been resolved for me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like sits in your fucking bones.
Do you still feel betrayed?
Mildly, but we've talked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's kind of like, you know, we always are involved in each other's ventures. You know, Rihanna said something about like ASAP, they're like collabs, and she's like, I know it's gonna be fire. Like, that's how I always feel. I'm like, when we're collabing, I'm like, yes, I love this. Do our brands completely merge? No, obviously. But at the same time, I'm like, are you full riding for me or not? Like, that's what it kind of felt like to me. I was like, are you my part-time stylist? Are you like contributing? Are you whatever? Because, you know, I'm in the shop, I'm helping, you know, we're like, the lines are blurred a bit on work stuff. So I think it also helped us, you know,
hammer it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like figure things out in more specific terms because it's kind of like not uncomfortable by any, just vague. It's vague.
It's vague. And I also think when you feel like you're not being seen and you're not being paid attention to enough or like, and maybe this
I'm
is
like,
just
you don't get me.
You don't get me. You don't understand me. You don't get me.
You don't know me.
But ultimately, and girl, because when Melissa and I were on the phone, I was like, You see where I'm coming from.
Of course. I always see where you're coming from. Even when I take comedy side, I know where you're coming from, obviously, because I'm a demon like you.
Exactly. But both of our lovers are very busy right now. They're very stressy. They're very focused on something other than us. And it feels like a betrayal. That in general kind of feel, I feel a little neglected. But I, because of you, am trying to be mature. Because I'm like, this is requiring the most maturity that I think I've ever had to really pull from my gut. You know what I mean? Like I had to pull the maturity from my gut and I hate it so much.
Right.
I hate it so much. But when you just said like, oh, are you there for me? Do you really ride for me? It's like, he does.
Like, obviously.
He does.
But at the same time, I don't know. There's some element of still demon-y energy to even what I told you, because I'm like, dom him with kindness. Like, don't you be able to say a fucking word to me. Mm-hmm. Like, look at all the shit I'm doing, and I'm being nice to you, and I sucked your dick, and I made you dinner. Mm-hmm. What now? Mm-hmm. You're still going to be mean? Now it's on you. But at the same time, that's kind of maturity. What made me a little bit sad about my fight is he actually thought that I was being very mature, but actually I was just kind of testing him and fucking around a little bit. So that made me really reflect and be like, why am I playing games?
We gotta stop playing games.
Just be honest. Just be honest. But I kind of thought, you know, we didn't really have like a Valentine's Day thing. David was staying with us. I'm kind of in my like girly time with him. He was doing this whole big merch project where he's like, you know, working till like 2 a.m. And whatever. I thought this was a little bit of a Valentine's present, whatever. So I also like attach to objects in such an emotional way that he like doesn't get. So there was a lot of layers and a lot of things that made me be like, well, that's something that you need to work the fuck out, because you are 24 and that's really grown up. So
yeah, be a grown up girl. No, being mature, it is truly a struggle. Even yesterday, I was like, he literally will work 7 days a week. And yesterday he stayed home with me. And I know in his mind, him just staying home with me is like him being romantic. Right. In my mind, I'm like, no, you need to be cuddling me and running your hands through my hair and telling me that I'm beautiful. Then I'll feel like you're being romantic.
Right.
But he was in his mind. And I understand that now, that him not working and staying home the whole day with me is him putting in that kind of effort in his mind. And I understand that, but I still was kind of like, you could do more.
Of course.
You could do better. I also was low key. I now realize I was a little hungover from my dinner on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had Devin and his girlfriend over.
How was that?
And it was so wonderful.
Yeah.
I made lamb. It was bomb. Our son, Devin, loved the girlfriend. Love the girlfriend. She speaks French. Her and Pomedy were speaking French. I was like, a
amazing
woman of class, a woman of class and distinction. Oh my Good God. This is the kind of girl I want my son to date. Okay. This is the kind of girl Hell you bring home to mom.
Hell yeah.
Love
and
her.
He did.
And he did.
And he did.
And he did. But yeah, no, absolutely loved her. But we were swigging on that wine, baby.
Of course.
We were swigging on that wine.
Isn't it annoying when you get drunk from wine? I'm like, obviously it works. It's effective. But I just feel like if I'm drinking wine, I'm being responsible. I'm being
I think, yeah. I think if you have one bottle of wine, you are being responsible and a woman of class.
Yeah.
We, you know, the lot of us had about 6 bottles of wine.
Hell yeah.
Because people, I had wine.
That's 3 of you.
People, but no, that's it's more. It's Mary Kate was there.
Oh, Mary Kate was there.
Marie was there. But Marie didn't stay that long. Mm. But in general, it was a lot of wine.
I thought it was you for including Hamaday, who's not drinking. So I was like,
yeah, exactly. Hamaday and Sydney was there too, but Sydney doesn't drink either.
Right.
We put her some juice in a coupe.
Oh, well, that's nice. Well, that's nice.
I know. I
that's
was
so cute.
I'm like, you want some juicy?
Wow. I can't believe Mary Kate's back full time. The girlies are moving back. I mean, I hope that the lesbian, like, I feel it's like, you know, the girlies moved to LA for lesbian love and purposes. And they always come back.
She didn't move for lesbian love and purposes.
Oh, yeah. Lesbian love brought her back.
Yeah, lesbian love kind of brought her back, but didn't bring her back.
But I do think I have several friends who have been like, the scene in New York isn't good, like LA, blah, blah, blah. And they always come back.
Yeah, the scene in New York isn't good.
What?
Okay, honey.
Yeah, fucking right.
What I will say is if there is anyone who is interested in dating my friend Mary Kate, she's back in New York. She's single. She's tall. She's skinny. And she likes to run. And she's really funny. She's a writer.
Yeah.
You should slide into our DMs because we are looking for love for her. Or just looking for a good time. And that was a commercial for Mary Kate.
And I love that. I think we should be commercialing our friends who are single. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's rebounding, which is really fun.
Maybe we should make this a clip and then put a photo
of Mary Kate.
Connor, can you do that? Can you like put a photo? I can add a photo. Yeah, we could put a photo of Mary Kate during that little commercial.
Maybe we should do that for Connor too.
Oh, Connor, do you want that?
He's lying. He's dying for it. Leisure Center is your Lower East Side solution for vintage clothes, shoes, books, posters, home decor, and cute downtown fashion boys. Shop for the boyfriend you have or pick one up while you shop for you. With men's, women's, unisex, and a full range of sizing, Leisure Center delivers the hottest vintage fashion for everyone. Get 10% off online with code HOSE or mention it in-store for discount. Leisure Center at 48 Hester Street in Lower Manhattan. So, do you have a successful match? You do. Katie and Chris Wynn,
they are my most successful match.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I actually created a really toxic relationship a while ago.
With who?
You don't know them.
And they're still together?
No.
Oh, because I was going to say, a win is a win.
I would count it as a win, even if it was a toxic relationship. If I set it up, it's probably good. Yeah, no, they're not together. And I was like, sorry about that. But it seemed really good at the time.
I mean, I have a fail. I have a fail as well under my
belt.
Who's
your fail?
It was Mary Kate and he who shall not be named.
Oh.
My ex-friend.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Well, shady character if I've ever seen one. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find our questions from the show. So I was like, that'd be fun to do a question.
It would be.
We have some extra ones. The shows have been so fun. We should take a moment and thank everyone for coming to the shows.
Yeah.
It's truly been a ball. I think that it's like, it's a perfect loop with the pod. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because there's listeners and it's so fun. And the questions are always
so
slapping.
Many good and funny questions. And we did film this last one. So we're going to post clips from it.
Yeah.
And just in general, like, what a good time.
It's so fun. It's truly so fun. And the comics are always really funny.
The comics are always really funny. We have a good time. We have a kiki. We have a couple of drinks. We feel good.
I know. All right, I'll stop looking at my phone.
Oh, did you find any?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm so close. How many pictures do you have on your phone? Because I'm at like 40,000 or something insane.
That feels like a lot. Where do I see that?
I think just like in your photos.
Just my recent photos is 26,000, 29,000.
Kind of also crazy.
640.
I mean, I'm not going to delete any. That's exhausting.
Oh, you know what I did want to talk about?
What?
Really briefly, why you look for that.
Yeah.
So I sent Melissa this video of this girl on TikTok and she was like, women 25 and under, put your questions here for women 30 and up to answer.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And it was so beautiful to me. Like, I have some of the advice that they gave. And I just remember being like, you know what? I don't remember, like 25 for me wasn't that long ago, but for some reason, I don't think about
just
how like
year.
Lost I was feeling. It was literally just last year. But I forget about how lost you can feel when you're a young woman.
Yeah.
So here's a couple of the ones that I really love. And this is all older women in this comment section telling younger women stuff. Don't neglect platonic love. Soulmates come in all forms. Make sure to always fall in love, not just with people, but the moon, the sun, animals, nature, trinkets, and always, always yourself. This is the kind of stuff that will make me cry.
Yeah.
The longer time you spend with the wrong person, the less time you have with the right person.
Oof. That's a hard one.
You are not done meeting all the people that will matter in your life. 43 here, take up space, be loud or quiet or weird or whatever makes you happy. Shrinking yourself will never work out for you the way you hope it will. Be who you are and be more of it. I love that. Be who you are and be more of it.
Be more of it.
Go out alone, go on dates alone, go to that concert alone. Don't wait for anybody to live your life. No one even notices. this lady.
That's so true. Whenever you're worried about like going somewhere alone mm-hmm. and you feel so self-conscious, and you're like, oh my God, everyone's staring at me at this restaurant. Nobody is. Nobody gives a shit. If I see someone eating alone, I'm like, good for you, go off. Unless they're old. And then I'm like, oh my God, are you okay?
Yeah.
Be you my are. Grandma.
Listen to this one. I'm 52. I've had more fun and enjoyed my life every year since 30 than I ever did before. Don't be afraid of aging. This one.
Love that.
36 here. No is a complete sentence. Protect your boundaries.
Hell yeah.
Hell Another yeah. girl said, this comment section is the older sister I never had.
That's how I always felt. I was like, where's my big sister?
Someone said, don't compare your timeline to others. I'll be 41 in May and I'm just starting to accomplish goals and that's okay.
Love that.
He's not going to turn around one day and realize how amazing you are. If he doesn't want to be with you now, don't waste your years hoping he'll come around. Find what really makes you happy.
True.
There's a quote that says, travel alone, you'll meet yourself. And it's true. Pack your bags and go on adventures. You don't need anyone to join you.
You don't. No. But also share your location and leave traces of DNA wherever you go.
The facts.
Yeah.
Wear the outfit. Even if others think you're overdressed, always wear the outfit.
Yes.
Keep pictures if you think you look bad in them. You look back at them later in life and love them.
Mm, yeah.
Like all of these really literally, because I feel like I know these. I know the answer to this. But I just think about all the girls and the people in general who don't, like, when you're younger, you can't see it.
I know.
You can't hear it. You can't feel it.
Well, because it's, like, covered in anxiety and uncertainty. And, like, I think you're clinging to stuff that's maybe not true and maybe doesn't even feel true to you just for some sense of, like, safety and security. You know what I mean? At that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm always so impressed by, like, I do have very young friends. And sometimes it really shows. And sometimes I'm like, wow, good for you. Like yeah. they do. But like also they fake it. I was faking it real hard. I was dating a guy 9 years older than me in my early 20s. And I was like, oh, you're so mature. No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I was just good and charming. You know what I mean? You can fake it. But there are, you know, a lot of young people I know that are truly anchored to themselves.
Yeah.
And like, have like know themselves, and I think once you know that, you're kind of a little good to go.
You're a little good to go, but also just like don't be afraid to explore and figure yourself out.
Totally.
That's the other thing. You don't have to know all the answers, and you don't have to be who you were last year. You can change every single year for the rest of your life until you hit jackpot.
I know. Well, you know, our favorite girl, Julia Fox, had that quote recently.
What she
said? She was like,
"You know, I love.
I've been everything. I've been a fashion designer, a journalist." An artist, I've had a million things. She's like, reinvent yourself a million times. Like, I do think, like, our society loves to put us in a box. Like, oh, no, she's an actress. She doesn't do anything else. You know, whatever. No.
They love to put us in a box.
No,
I love that. Did she say that? Reinvent yourself 1,000 times?
Oh, yes. And she has a million times.
She's one of my dream guests. You know that, right?
100%.
I want Julia Fox on this. I mean, we're just a small town girl.
We are.
But one day we'll have Julia. She just does something for me.
I know.
I like this one. If you want good friends, be the friend you want your friends to be and witness the power of reciprocity.
Damn.
But then on the other side, another bitch said, friendship breakups sometimes hurt more than romantic ones.
And they do. Because they do. Like, the lines are not clear. Even like little friendship fights are hard because you don't have sex after, generally. It's like, what do you do like to get over it? It's just like the passing of time and like communication and like, I don't know. It's weird. It's hard.
This one said, and I have to do the claps. This lady said, do not settle for a partner that doesn't treat you like you treat them. Someone else will, I promise. And that is another one.
Yeah.
That is another one.
Yeah.
It's when I think about how like I was so desperate for Jonathan's love, my ex. And I think about how I was like, well, you know, the way that what he's giving me is enough. And now, and I feel bad now because I feel like Hamide gives me so much and I'm still kind of like.
I have that all wrapped up in the same person. When Frank was, you know, we were very back and forth avoidant with each other. Now, all the time, I'm like. And I think you have to work and appreciate. Well, you know, since we had Amina last week. I've really been trying to work on gratitude.
Me too.
Really,
Amina came up in here and really.
Oh my God. That really shifted things for me. Maybe that's part of our breakthroughs. I think that was one, the start of she some was the breakthroughs. Start of our breakthrough. And like, we've been kind of this past week rolling with
we
that.
We have to give Amina the credit for that. Totally. She really did come
she
in here and be like,
shifted me.
It's okay. Remember when I was late and she was like, it's okay. What am I going to do? What are we going to do?
Yes.
Nothing. I was like,
and like, also I've been Zen really Master trying to Amina. Focus because I love to go back in time and look at all of my different fuck ups mm-hmm. and what, where would I be if I didn't do those fuck ups?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that helping? First of all, my other timelines of where I did things right. No, I don't know. But it's like, okay, we're here now. What are we doing?
What are you going to do now? Yeah.
And also when I'm spiraling about things, it's like you said, like it could be so much worse.
And what do you have? Like, do you have nothing? You don't have nothing. No. I like this one too. If sex is bad or uncomfortable, speak on it. Do not be embarrassed. It's your body, your time, your pleasure.
Yes.
And that is such a big one because I feel like even today in this day and age, the girls are not getting what they need to get out of their shit.
Yeah.
No more faking unless you're doing it for fun. Because I will say there were times where I did fake
if
it, but it was like
method acting.
For me, it was like fun. You know what I mean? And that's not necessarily that I was faking it. It's more that like I was getting there, but I just liked being extra. Right? Is it okay? I think it's okay to be a little extra, but like make sure you're getting some out of this.
Wait, so you were not coming, but you wanted to do that just to feel
no,
fun.
No, I was like
just
on my way or coming, but just like would make it bigger.
Well, give yeah,
it
that's your experience. You can be fun. I think when it is for the partner.
Oh, it's never for a man. It's oh, that's what I'm trying to say. It's for me.
Right.
My entertainment.
But of course, I think if you're doing it to alleviate your partner's embarrassment or frustration, ultimately it's going to come back around and it's not going to be good for you.
I was just looking to see if there's any more good ones.
I found the questions.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Should we do it?
Let's end on some questions.
Okay, great. I feel like we did this at the show, but I love this one. How do I break the ice with my close guy friend I fucked a month ago? We haven't hung out since. Kind of fun. I think. Are we here?
Yeah, sorry. You know what? This just makes me feel like I don't care if it's your. Once this person has been in, once a person has been inside of me, I feel like I have rights on them. You know what I mean? I feel like I can call you whenever I want to call you. I can say whatever I want to say to you because we've had intercourse.
Right.
What you mean break the ice? If you need to break the ice, how long has it been? Did she say?
A month.
So you're trying to tell me you guys had sex. I'm assuming you guys had sex and now you're not talking for a whole month.
I can see how that would happen easily.
I don't.
I do. If you are avoiding an uncomfortable conversation.
But then you
with
guys are about
man,
to not be friends. If you're not talking 100%, for a month, you're just 100%. Not going to ever talk. When are you guys going to ever talk? You're going to leave it up to him?
They're probably going to run into
be.
Each other.
Huh?
They're probably going to run into, if it's a mutual friend
just
group
get
or something.
Get it out of the way. Just
absolutely rip the Band-Aid off.
Rip the Band-Aid off because the conversation needs to be had. But also,
I think minimally, like the easiest way you can go, send a meme. Send something funny from Instagram. Just start like a really benign, stupid conversation. I think that's minimally what you can do.
Okay. To, I accept that.
That's bottom.
That's not my advice, but
then,
I accept that.
Up from there, you can send a direct LOL. We like announces LOL. We haven't talked in a month. Like how hilarious that we've both been so awkward. And like,
oh, that's sweet.
You know
okay,
what I mean?
I like that one. Like how funny is it?
Acknowledge the situation.
I would have been more sarcastic. I would have been like,
joke.
Funny that I let you put your peen inside of me.
That's
and now
the
all
next
of a sudden
level.
You can't speak to me.
Right. That's the next one where it's like, if you are frustrated, expressing that frustration. But maybe you're not frustrated. Maybe you're like, this is hilarious that we haven't talked. Or maybe you're scared or whatever. And then maybe beyond that is kind of like, I'm actually freaking out that we haven't talked. And like maybe just like overflowing authenticity is going to
alleviate
the
tension. Are you saying we should do
texting?
Because I also love the drama of an in-person confrontation.
Of course. In-person.
Like you show up somewhere you know they're going to be.
I have done some
nothing
crazy,
crazy
things
nothing
like that.
Crazy.
I've done a lot of crazy things where
no, I mean,
I'm
like,
showing up on purpose.
Your
and
mutual
crazy.
Friends are all hanging out together and you show up and you're like, can we go outside and talk for a second?
I think that sounds
like you're on Real Housewives.
Bravo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that could put additional pressure on the situation versus handling it outside.
I also think
it
depends on like if she really likes him, which if she is having a hard time,
I think she probably does.
Yeah. Okay.
And so in that way, like, I think there's different ways you can play it based on how skittish he is or you are, you know.
I like when they're skittish. I like when a man's a little skittish around me.
I do
kinda
too.
Kind of like a horse. But they're not running away. They're just kind of like, well, I'm uneasy.
Yeah.
Galloping
around. Yeah. That's why I'm like, send a meme. Hey, remember when we fucked once or whatever? Like, if you find a meme that's like funny and like relevant to it.
Yeah.
But I think also, yeah, just using humor in this situation, especially if you want to be friends and you don't necessarily want to date, all you have to do is like,
yes,
diffuse.
If you want to be friends just and you don't want to date, diffuse the situation. If you want to date, that's a
listen,
whole
you can come for him if you
want
to date.
Huh?
I think if you want to date, then you can like come for him and be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, because if you want to date, you probably think he probably has feelings as well. And then you can push things kind of. And but also if he hasn't talked to you in a month after you fucked, I don't think you should date him.
I've never had sex with a friend. I will say that.
Yes,
have you?
You have. I never have.
Who have I had sex with?
I feel like we always talk about this and I say, I've never had sex with a friend.
Who was my friend that I had sex with?
I don't know. I thought you had like a college friend or something. Mm-hmm. Really?
No,
I haven't
they were not
either.
My friends.
Oh
no,
my God.
The boys
amazing.
I had sex with in college, like, first of all, I didn't have sex with that many boys in college. I lost my virginity to Eric Douglas. We were kind of friends, but like
Eric
not
Douglas.
That close. And then the next, I waited a whole year to have sex again with Tawanda. He was my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't have sex until I came back my senior year of college. And that guy was my boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've never done that either.
But when I left college, I stopped that shit real quick.
Or no, maybe it was, maybe, didn't you have a friend that turned into a boyfriend or something?
That was Tawanda. He was my friend. And we turned into boyfriends.
Oh, okay.
I've never had sex with a friend and just stayed
friends.
And then
just cut it off. Right.
That's straight. People do that. And I'm like, damn, good for you, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, I never have.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never just
well,
had sex.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm like not friends with them, but like if I've had casual sex with someone, I've known that we were going to have sex very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not been like, oh, he's my friend. And all of a sudden I see him sexually. I would love to experience that. I think that's very cool. I mean, I know I'm dating someone. It's like a weird, I think that would be insane to like, you know, they take out like in a rom-com, they take off their glasses and all of a sudden you're like, you have a huge dick. What or is that, you know what I mean? Or something crazy,
you know,
and all of a sudden
I
you want to have sex with them.
I will say my ex from college that I was my friend first, that was a weird thing. I honestly, until the we didn't have sex right away, but there was one day where he was over at my apartment and we started making out in my apartment, like all over the place. And then I was like, get out of here, you gotta go. And he left. But that day I was taken aback. I did not anticipate that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think that I was looking at him like that. But I think that day specifically, I was looking at him like that.
Now that you mentioned, there are some makeouts I've had.
That you didn't see coming. I didn't see that
one coming.
That I
didn't see coming.
Yeah.
That's true.
Shout out to him.
That's true. Okay.
I hope he's doing well.
It's so weird to look back on your
Ex-lovers,
the long history.
I don't have, and we had a kind of an on and off long history too, but I have no ill will towards him. Even Jonathan, I have no ill will. I'm rooting for him.
Jonathan, yeah, I know you are. Yeah, you're obsessed with him.
All the girls are mad. I'm not
obsessed
with
him.
Because I talk about him freely does not mean that I'm obsessed with him.
Okay, this is a funny one. I seem to love very masculine Eastern European men,
mm-hmm.
and should accept the nice, healthy, sensitive men. Please help. Unfortunately, you like what you like. I think that's hard.
I mean, that's a hard one.
It's a hard one. I think that, like, just let them in. A little bit more. If there's
who,
a nice
the Eastern European,
no, the nice sensitive guys. Men.
Well, are you saying that
or
the Eastern European masculine men
my
can't
toxic
be nice?
Answer, my toxic answer is like flip that shit around, like make them nice to you. And how toxic are we talking about with these men? Like, are they all not
they
nice?
They can be really.
All,
I think I know
I
what
she
means in
yeah,
that like Russian, Serbian kind of like I'm a man kind of like. they have that in them. But let me tell you something about those guys as well. They can be some serious providers, okay? And they will take care of you like your baby girl. But they will also be kind of, you know,
right,
chauvinistic in some ways. Very, huh. But I think that, you know, every man can be softened. I don't want to tell you the girls that. Not every man can be softened, but even those kind of guys in that big pool of them, some of them can be softened.
Right. I agree. I do think that you can change a man. I don't think that applies to every situation. Nobody take that advice as a blanket statement.
Mm-mm.
But I think that, like, there's room for growth in people if both people are willing to have actual communication, actual, like, sitting down and thinking about the feelings and the things they're, you know, the way they're acting, like,
which isn't customary for them. So I understand your hesitation.
And it's rare, I think, in any cultures to really do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're talking about what we were before, where it's like in our society, it's kind of like you kind of both find your dysfunctional spot and just
go
with
it. But I think American culture is more open to therapy, couples therapy.
100%. 100%.
But what I will say about, if you can get a foreign, I like to call them foreigns because it's fun, like the fact that I got Hamide to do couples therapy with me just a signifier that I was like, oh, he's really trying to, like, he wants this to work.
Right. And that's really sweet. And I think you learned a lot about him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Through doing that.
Exactly. So maybe, you know, try to, you know, have a really honest communication style with the Eastern European man and see
and maybe trick him. You know, use some little tricks. I think that prolonged
eye contact.
Who said
this? Was it you? Who was it? Oh, I think Amina actually said this. She said, she texted it to me. She said something like, the more helpless you act, the more they want to take care of you.
Totally true.
It was so funny.
Totally true. Especially with a masculine macho man.
The more helpless you act with men, the more they feel necessary.
Damn.
And I think we just leave it at that. That's the answer to that. Period.
Yeah. Slash your own tires if you're driving around. Do something like that. I feel trapped and unmotivated. What's the meaning of life?
Honestly,
well,
girl,
not a nice light one.
Yeah. But honestly, girl, or cutie, whoever, if you had asked me this last week, I would be like,
there's no meaning of life.
No, there is. Well, there is a meaning of life. But honestly, Reiki or some sound healing or do some somatic therapy.
Yes.
You know, go to a Kundalini yoga breathing class. Honestly, like, try to get your shit on a higher
level.
Get on a higher plane. You know what I mean? Do something a little spiritual, kooky, whatever. That'll help you, because it sorted me out very well.
I really do agree that energy is so much more than we are making it.
Let me just say this real quick. So these women that were doing this Reiki sound healing and this ear bead thing.
Is it permanent?
No, it's not permanent.
Oh,
okay. I'm supposed to take it off in 5 days.
Okay.
These women were doing this all day.
Yeah.
This event was from 2 to 6 p.m.
That's a lot.
Women are shuffling in and out of
their
seat.
They're like, energy.
And I said, to me, I'm sitting there and I'm feeling their magic. Literally, these women were transferring magic onto us.
Yeah.
And the fact that they did that just like one after another, I was like, and this is why I believe in witches. And this is why I believe in magic. And this 100%. Is why I believe that not everybody is the same, and not everybody has the same energy battery, and not everybody has the same powers. I'm sorry.
I agree.
So,
but everyone is capable of it.
Everyone is capable of it.
It's how much you've opened to it. Maybe not everyone,
but I
do think it is.
So for this person, you got to open up that third eye. And honestly, get you some CBD, get you some different kinds of, you know, strains of weed, get you some THC drinks. Really just open your mind. Honestly, you should do shrooms.
I kind of agree with that. I do think that, especially at like turning points or maybe not like rock bottoms, but like in trapped situations to get things moving, just to get out of your immediate little box. You gotta open it up. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm really feeling that right now.
Exactly.
We should do shrooms.
Honestly, we probably should. I'm kind of due. It doesn't seem like a winter activity as much for me.
It doesn't. So if you can't, you know, and that's I understand. Fine.
No, or do it out in the snow. That could be cool.
Do it out in the snow.
Really
or
embracing the snow this year.
Or like a dance moment. I also think that, like, I will tell you, once I went to a Britney Spears party and I did shrooms and it was truly the happiest I've ever been. It might have been the
Britney Spears party. You did shrooms.
Britney Spears party. I did shrooms. And I was living.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta
just
say,
the right music.
One of the first times I did acid at Coney Island, wow, what a goddamn day. Yeah, I mean, music, absolutely, 100%, but I think water is it.
Shrooms should be done in the water.
Always.
Can we do it? We should do summertime meetup at the beach, shrooms in the water. Everybody has to know how to swim. I need to see certificates.
Yeah, we'll have to check the backgrounds on that.
Were you ever a lifeguard?
No, but I wanted to aesthetically.
I could see you being a lifeguard.
I really wanted to, just for the bathing suit, mm-hmm. for the chilling. But I really hate diving deep underwater. You know
That's
what I mean?
Valid.
I think
That's
you have
valid.
To go down and get a
you
brick
have to do
or something.
Tests.
Like I
yeah.
heard about the test and I was like, I was like, I just kind of want to be tanning and I want to swing a whistle around.
Abita was a lifeguard.
I bet she was. I would trust her with my life.
Absolutely. I mean, she's 100%. A collegiate swimmer.
Okay, yeah. See, that's the other thing. I was a tennis girly. I had some crushes on the swim team at my pool club, so I almost joined swimming, and they were like, we practice at 7 a.m. We have to get in the pool if it's cold. And I was like, no, thank you.
7 a.m., that's not. Sacrilege.
Can't do
sacrilege.
That. I'm not doing that.
You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about how, like, my sports when I was younger were, like, shot put, discus, rugby. And the relays. I used to do the relays.
You know, I love the relays because I don't like when the gun goes off because I'm always like, wait, what?
But I was thinking how like all my little sports that I did when I was younger were so like kind of masculine coded.
Yeah, your butch side.
Yeah, that's very much my butch coded mm-hmm. side of me. And I was thinking about how like even now as an adult, like I really walk around in this world feeling like I can fight anyone and that I'm so strong.
I love that.
And like literally my dad always used to tell me and still tells me now, he's like, you know what your problem is? You think you're so tough and your mouth is going to get you in trouble. You need to calm down. You stop acting like you're invincible. And I was thinking about it today and I was like, but that's your fault. You 100% made
me
this
person. Don't
give me confidence. Don't give me confidence, but also don't make me think I'm strong. Like I physically think I'm strong and that I can fight anyone.
You probably are.
I am very physically strong.
And you probably could with your spirit. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Just, you know, people can lift up cars or whatever. I think if you had to punch someone in the face.
Oh, absolutely.
In a way that needed to get something done, you could.
So me and Mary Kate were at a party mm-hmm. and we were playing this game that we were playing with each other. And then it became like bigger. And we were like, if you were looking around this room and you had to fight someone and you only someone that you know you can beat, who would it be?
I feel like I would get called out very early in this game
because
of my small biceps. But I am scrappy as hell.
Yeah, you are. You are. I'll give you that.
Have I gotten in a lot of fights? No. But verbally.
But it was like hurting people's feelings.
Oh, hurting
people's
feelings. You
know what I mean? No one was saying feelings are hurt, but like.
I was like, in a fight of hurting people's feelings, I will win in a second.
Absolutely.
In
no,
a
I mean,
physical
like,
fight,
when they found out who was getting chosen,
right.
People were like, what? And I was just like,
it wouldn't
not
hurt
about
my feelings because I would be like, well, you obviously don't know what you're getting into.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I would say. Would I be able to back it up? We'll see.
I think you would.
I think I would too. I think I would figure it out. I would figure it out. I get scratched. I mean, I think we have to wrap up soon, but yeah. You know, yes.
What do you want to wrap up with?
That's a great question.
This has been a great little catch up.
I think so too.
And I just really love that we're in our healing girl era.
I think like it's the only thing that feels very right to me at the moment is the I'm just like, you know what? Maybe I don't have to start any new projects right now. I don't have to make any insane leaps. I got to keep consistent. And you know why I think it's coming up is because we pushed ourselves to do this podcast, to start the show, to like get our shit going. And then it's like, okay, well, you have to have the energy. And I think this counts for anyone who's trying to like do anything, produce anything, like get to the next level of their shit. You actually have to like secure your foundation and yourself to put the energy into something else.
Also, spring is coming.
Spring is coming.
Spring is coming. Summer
is coming. Use this time now.
Use this time now to get in there and readjust and put puzzle pieces into your puzzle. Take your time with yourself right now while you're still wrapped up in your coat. You know what I mean? Do the work so that when spring comes, so that when summer comes, you could be out here like this, feeling healed. Popping the puss, living your life.
Yeah.
I'm cool with ending
exactly.
on that.
Exactly. I think that's it.
Cheers, bitch.
Cheers, Mama.
Thank you, Connor. We're done.